This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Government has shut down as Congress fails to pass a budget resolution. The American Farm Bureau Federation will have more on the consequences of this right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The congressional budget year runs through September 30th, and the clock recently ran out. Emily Buckman, Director of Government Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said Congress was unable to reach an agreement to keep the federal government open.
Republicans, which hold the majority in both the House and Senate, have insisted on passing a clean funding bill, which means legislation with no controversial policy provisions attached, while a Democratic minority has wanted to pass a temporary funding bill that would address Affordable Care Act premium subsidies that are due to expire at the end of the calendar year.
Buckman said the shutdown will affect some of the services offered to farmers and ranchers.
So, for instance, local USDA office services are diminished, making it difficult for rural Americans to access important programs and services. Farmers can't take out loans, including mortgage and crop loans. A shutdown impacts disaster payments that help farmers make it through times of crisis.
The House previously passed a continuing resolution that will fund the government into November, which the Senate is now trying to pass. Buckman said it will take both chambers working together to bring the shutdown to a close.
Farm Bureau has urged the House and Senate to work together to pass legislation that funds the government so they can get back to work on other matters, including the regular appropriations process, as well as reevaluating the Farm Bill. A government shutdown impacts all Americans and has serious consequences, including for farmers. It just adds additional uncertainty, disrupts critical services.
For more information, visit FB.org. You can find this story and much more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.